November 7th, Marie Curie died from radiation sickness. On this day in 1867, the Polish-French physicist and chemist Marie Curie was born, the only woman to have won a Nobel Prize twice. She coined the word radioactivity, and she isolated the element radium, from which have come nuclear energy, nuclear bombs, X-rays, and medical applications for the treatment of cancer and other conditions. A really world-changing person. She was known for her huge honesty and moderate, simple lifestyle. She gave most of her Nobel Prize money away to friends, family, students, and research institutions. Marie Curie seems to have been unaware or indifferent to the dangers that resulted from regular exposure to radiation. She would often carry test tubes containing radioisotopes in her pocket as she walked around hospitals and laboratories. Her death from anemia, age 66, was believed to be as a direct result of so much exposure to radiation. There are not many poems written about medicine or atomic science, and fewer still that are any good. Here's a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. He was troubled by illness for most of his life, but he wrote some great poetry and some great stories as well, of course. Fear not, dear friend, but freely live your days, though lesser lives should suffer. Such am I, a lesser life, that what is his of sky, gladly I would give to you, and what of praise. Step without trouble down the sunlit ways. We that have touched your raiment are made whole from all the selfish cankers of man's soul. And we would see you happy, dear, or die. Therefore be brave, and therefore, dear, be free. Try all things resolutely, till the best out of all lesser betters you shall find. And we, who have learned greatness from you, we, your lovers, with a still contented mind, see you well anchored in some port of rest. Today I am grateful for the unselfish dreamers responsible for the demanding work that has been and continues to be done in medical research.